You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For the last 2 weeks, I've been speaking to people working in the arts, music and event sector about how the shift to red has caused them to lose their jobs and income. We have discussed what little resources there are available to get people in this industry through the Omicron outbreak and why more targeted funding is necessary to properly support the arts, music and events in Aotearoa. Today, the government announced that $121 million of relief funding for the sector has been made available. To give you a very brief rundown on what the numbers are, the Arts and Culture Events Support Scheme will be boosted by $70 million and extended from April 2022 through to the 31st of January 2023 for events that were planned before the move to red. The Cultural Sector Emergency Relief Fund has been provided an additional $35.5 million to fund more direct support for individuals and organisations. The limit on funding for individual organisations has been increased from $100,000 to $300,000. A one-off grant of $5,000 will be made available to eligible self-employed individuals / sole traders working in the arts and cultural sector who have lost income or opportunities to the work. And the Screen Production Recovery Fund has been boosted by a further $15 million. Just before, I spoke to Arts, Culture and Heritage Minister Carmel Cipollone about what the funding entails, to give you a little bit more detail about that. We also discussed how people can access it and whether it's easy to access. And then finally, whether this funding relief is enough to provide sustained support for arts and culture workers as the pandemic continues. Could you briefly run over what the funding announced today entails?
Sure. Today we announced $121 million of additional funding to go towards expanding, extending, tweaking the support that we've put in place for artists in the arts sector at the end of last year. Those supports are support for events so that people know that they've got support from government if things fall over because of the level that we're in the protection framework. Also direct grants for artists and arts organisations that may be struggling because of the restrictions in place, because of the fact that we're at red in the protection framework, and also some additional funding for the screen sector because we recognise the challenges that come with being in the midst of the pandemic, and we certainly want to support our screen industry to be able to continue and complete projects despite some of the challenges that they may be facing.
Fantastic. It sounds like it's been a very sort of happy day for people working in the arts and culture industry to have this this additional support announced. Now, how can people go about accessing it? Is it going to be an easy process for people to apply and get that support, whether they are a business working in the industry or whether they're an individual contractor or perhaps a larger event?
Sure. So all of the information will be provided online on the Ministry of Arts, Culture and Heritage website. So I encourage people to go to that website to look at what supports are in place. With regard to the relief fund that we discussed, what we found with the iteration that we put out last year was that the feedback was that it wasn't as accessible as what it should be, and artists and arts organisations gave their feedback that they thought that we needed to change that. So we're going to spend the next 3 weeks just consulting over that to tweak it so that it achieves the desired objective, and that is supporting our artists and arts sector during what has been and will be a challenging time. And so there will be some tweaks to that, but all of the information on any of the support that we're offering will be available on the website.
Fantastic. Now, just finally, the general consensus for people working in the arts and culture industry on social media seems to be that this is a good start. This was a good announcement to have today. However, people are sort of concerned that this package does not go far enough to provide sustained support, I suppose, considering that we are looking at uncertain times with the pandemic as it continues.
Yeah, and you know, I do understand, you know, people's nervousness, particularly in the arts sector. Internationally, our arts sector, the cultural sector, have been hugely impacted by the pandemic. I guess the thing to keep in mind is that the $120 million that's been announced today is on top of the $374 million that was announced through the Arts Recovery Package back in 2020. And that is not by no means expended yet. That, you know, a lot of that funding is being used over the next 2 to 3 years, or next 2 years in particular, to be able to ensure that we are supporting the art sector and artists to be able to survive through what is a challenging time. And so I guess it's important to look at the whole suite of supports and funding and investments that have been put in place. And we do continue to look at the situation where we can pivot funding, where we can expand, where we can do more. And I think our track record shows that we're certainly committed to doing that. But we will just, as a government, be committed to watching the space and seeing if there's anything else that we need to do moving forward. And we're committed to doing that with the arts sector.
That was Arts, Culture and Heritage Minister Carmel Cipollone speaking about the latest $121 million relief funding announcement made earlier today for the arts and culture sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.